You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
All I ever wanted was a black Grand National. Being rational, giving what they asked for. It's not enough. Few solid left, but it's not enough. Few that are really stuck, but it's not enough. Say you bigger than myself, but it's not enough. I get on
you feeling it?
Man, I haven't been disappointed yet. Like, everyone has been heat so far. That's like the third or fourth one, Ricky, you played, right? Yeah.
And it goes on and on.
Wow.
And on. Good morning, Truth Nation. Thank you so much for tuning in. It is our second hour of the best morning show on planet Earth because you deserve the best. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Now, before the break, and by the way, Telly and I are probably going to get a lawsuit from Drake for playing Kendrick's. We are
you guys are biased.
Guys, playing, really? Drake, I'm going to tell you right now, you sue me, you're going to be practicing, brother. You're going to be wasting your time.
Man, that's what he's doing with suing that record company, too.
You know what I'm saying? You will be literally wasting your time.
Yeah.
But no, it's fire. Kendrick's album,
I'm definitely checking it out.
But that's the thing, though. If this is his season, let him shine, Drake. How long has Drake been on top? Like, been one of the top five rappers in the game? I would say since what, 2000, if I had to guess. And Ricky helped me out with this. Best I Ever Had, that came out, I want to say, in 2007 or 2006.
You've been the right in the game person. For almost two decades.
Yeah. Can't, like, nobody else can shine but you, Drake. You had a whole 20 years.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Hey, that
sit
greed,
down.
Greed
you know
is real.
But that's the thing, though. I don't think, seriously, Telly, he is not doing this for money. It's not about money. He's that petty.
Yeah.
He is in his feelings.
Yeah.
He wrote a whole song.
Greed ain't all about just finances. I mean, greed is just, he wants it to be all about him. He's being greedy.
Oh, okay.
Like, I want it, you know, I want it all the time.
Well, when most people hear the word greed, they think of money.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
What you're
yeah,
talking about
true.
Is that he's very self-absorbed
yeah,
and he wants
right.
all the attention.
Yeah.
That's yeah.
And he was already getting a lot of attention, and he's being greedy. He wants more. He wants, like, dude, like you said, chill out. Like, you got your own freaking plane, man. Like, stop.
I love it,
like,
too.
What else
so
do you
fire.
Need?
Goals. Hashtag goals. Lord, be a G7 in 2025. Won't he do it? Manifestation. All right. Went before break. We were also speaking of, I don't think the word petty is appropriate, but Robin Voss, Speaker of the House in the state of Wisconsin, sat down with Matt Smith on the show Upfront. Which is like it's similar to Meet the Press.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically is going to propose in January as part of the budgeting for the state of Wisconsin that all state employees return to the office at least 3 to 4 days a week. Now, Governor Evers' administration has responded. One of their spokespeople basically said that state workers don't need a lecture in productivity from the guy, and they're talking about Voss, who led the least active full-time legislator in America. If the speaker is looking for people who aren't doing work very well, it seems his branch of government would be a great place to start. See, that's just going back and forth. That's like third grade to me.
Right.
Now, the Republican Party is saying that we have all of these empty office buildings that were designed and built for millions and millions of dollars, and they are now vacant. It makes no sense. It's kind of like if you built a brand new house and you had no intention of living in it or occupying it.
Mm-hmm.
So the Democrats, including the Department of Administration, i.e. Governor Evers' administration, has indicated that the state could save $9 million in occupancy costs and more than $541 million in deferred maintenance through the consolidation of buildings. Houseway.
Yeah. That's all it boils down to, DT. Like, they don't want to – I mean, they got to justify – it's two things. It's control and – it's money and control. And the money part comes in, like you said, we're not about to build all these nice facilities and have all these things and no one is coming here. And the control part is – I want to walk around and go see what you're doing, as opposed to trusting that you're doing what you're supposed to do if you're working from home. And so I think the combination of the two, like, I mean, now you're starting to propose things that are going to mandate employees to do this. Whereas, again, if this is a new, you know, day and age, and maybe you have two different platforms where, you know, or even, you know, salary scales where you have the option. If you want to be hybrid, this is how much you're going to get. If you choose to come in Monday through Friday, you know, maybe it's a little more incentive. But besides doing that, they just want to make it where it's kind of like the vaccine. Either you're going to get it and continue to work here, or you're not going to get it and we got the option to fire you or say you can't come in. Because that's basically what they're going to do. If they're proposing this, eventually it's going to become an ultimatum.
Completely. Look, I have no argument with what you said. Now, State Representative Francesca Hong of Madison, who's a Democrat, and she's part of the State Audit Committee, said, "It's disappointing but not surprising the speaker doesn't recognize that we have one of the highest worker participation rates that we've seen in years. And this is part of an audit where they visited 15 agencies in the state of Wisconsin and said the average proportion of workstations in use during the visits ranged from 0 to 34.5%. Speaker Voss says, "I would love for us to be able to say if we're going to be giving more money to agencies, we need to make sure we're actually performing. If we're going to give raises to employees, they actually have to have performance metrics." Here's how I feel about it. This is DT right here, okay? I'm not saying this is how it should be for the entire state or the entire country. Because trust and believe, a lot of us are saying, well, that's state employees. They don't have anything to do with me. Oh, it's coming. It's coming. Because remember, Elon Musk, who has just been nominated to lead the Department of Government Efficiency, he's already pushing that any federal employee in this country return to a full Monday through Friday work week in the office.
Yeah.
In the office. So it's coming.
For Elon Musk, if you really go back into recent history, it's already here. What happened when he took over Twitter? He went in there and started firing everybody.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I was going to say, you know, also, a lot of folks aren't going to say it, but if we need to reduce headcount, because remember what Elon Musk is all about, what? He's all about innovation through AI and robots.
Yep.
So he's a very forward-looking individual. So if I'm looking at, you know, the possibility of reducing human beings in the office space to replace them with AI and robots and save all this money and therefore making all this money, then we'll just force the human beings to go back to work and more than likely half of them will quit.
Mm-hmm.
Problem solved. Al, thank you so much for your patience. You are listening to the best morning show and you are live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
My only comment is, when it comes to the Republican Party, if they say something, you say something. You cannot reason with peasants and born-raised trash. These individuals know who they are, but when they come with their stuff, make sure you give your opinion. Sometimes people have to be offended in order to get the point. And I notice a lot of times when Republican Party say stuff, people try to play the bigger person. And I'm just here to let you know, you don't have to play the bigger person. You don't even got to play the bigger person with God. And that was told to me by some very seasoned people. So I just wanted to share that information with you. And no, you do not have to compromise. And have a happy Thanksgiving, by the way. And if they're hungry, let them starve. Bye-bye.
Thank Thank you, Al.
You're going to miss that, ain't you?
Am I going to miss Al? Of course. I'm going to miss a lot of our valued listeners at 7 in the morning. No, I am. I'm going to miss. I'm going to miss. All that.
Yeah. You were saying what, though? The bite.
Well, here's the thing. Based on what Al just shared, at the end of the day, the government as a whole, federal, state, local, we've had a lot of revelations this year in terms of how our government operates and how they communicate to us as Americans versus what is actually being done in the decision-making rooms. So whether it's the Situation Room, the Oval Office, congressional hearings, senatorial, like whatever, we have learned a lot about how the government feels about America and how they want to get back to the way that it used to be. That's why this whole country has just voted to make America great again. And a lot of that has to do with, okay, so straight white men were feeling as though with DE&I, they were losing their control. They were losing their power. So we start with getting rid of DE&I. We start with implementing, you know, Christianity, which oftentimes is perceived as white nationalism. And again, if you are a non-black person and you're listening and this conversation is making you uncomfortable, it's okay. Just listen. Or turn the channel, but listen to learn and understand, because these are the facts.
Mm-hmm.
Stop me when I'm telling something that's false.
Well, no, no.
So they're getting rid of DE&I. They're now going to propose that the Department of Education, a federal agency that allocates funds to states, they're saying, we're not going to do that anymore. We'll let the states determine how to allocate money. Then now you've got, in the same less than 30 days, now you've got, here's something else again that goes back to control and power. We're going to tell people they have to go back to the office, not because of the money. See, that's the thing. The state, that's why I said the Democratic, that clapback was weak. Because at the end of the day, this has nothing to do. Well, it has something to do with money. But the majority of this is making it seem like this is morally wrong. You got to put fear in people's hearts. You got to put fear in their mind. This is morally wrong. Post office workers don't get to work from home.
Yeah.
You know, airplane captains and pilots, they don't get to work from home. Like, they're going to make this about morals. And if you don't want to do the right thing, then you can just quit and you can leave. And we'll replace you with either AI, another human being who will work at a third of what we pay you. But ultimately, this country was based on two things, control and power.
Yeah.
And this election is reminding us, the outcome of this election is reminding us that those who originally founded this country based on control and power, they are reintroducing that.
Yeah. Well, no, and the fear tactic, and you know, that was pretty much the core of Donald Trump's campaign. Because what was he telling you during his campaign? If you don't elect me, the border is going to run wild and immigrants are going to come and take over this country. And that's why you need me. Oh, you also need me because look at the economy. I'll have the economy booming. Hey, if you elect me, the war in Israel will be in Ukraine will be done in a day. I'll end. So these are all things that. Because I'm scaring you into doing it, because if I don't vote for you, then, oh, my gosh, you know, the border is just going to be crazy. You know, eggs are going to be $20 for the rest of my life, you know. Mm-hmm. So, again, that was the premise of his whole campaign, is to scare you. Even when he was running in 2020, what did he tell suburban, you know, basically white women? I'll protect you. You don't want people coming and taking over your neighborhoods. You know, I'm here for you. And it didn't work in 2020, but he still, you know, was running on that as the premise. Mm-hmm. It's just, I'm going to scare you into voting for me, because if you don't vote for me, all the things that I'm saying that I'm going to clean up won't happen.
And what won't happen is that, again, please, Truth Nation, this is not just a government, federal agency, state, federal, like it's not just going to impact federal and state workers. They're starting with that because that's where the most control is in terms of whether we push for at the federal or state level versus, you know, privately or publicly owned companies, employers. It's coming. Mm-hmm. We come back. We want to hear from you. Are you ready to go back to the office? Does it matter to you? Or are you like, no way, if I can't work from home, I'm not working at all? 833-212-1017. Are you cool with working from home? Are you cool with working in the office? This is the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Welcome, welcome back to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. It is Tuesday, November 26th, and we have two very special guests live in the studio with us. And we have Allison Wagner, the founding executive director of All In Milwaukee. And we have Chris Alexander, the lead scholar advisor for All In Milwaukee. Good morning, Allison. Good morning, Chris. Thanks for coming in and joining us.
Good morning. It's such an honor to be here.
Yeah. Now, Allison, you are one of, a very important person to me right now, and you don't even know it because I have a senior in high school, and we're trying to get these scholarship dollars. And,
yes.
And I know you're here to talk about the opening and closing of scholarships and closing that gap between having to pay out of pocket versus financial aid. Just, you know, for people and parents like me, holler at us. Let us know what's going on.
Yes, this is so relevant. First of all, congrats on having a senior.
Thank you.
You're at the final end of the road. Congrats. I know that's a lot of work. I have a freshman in high school, so I'm right there with you. Well, thank you so much for having us. I'm the executive director of All In Milwaukee, and we are a college completion program here in Milwaukee. We've been around for 7 years. We have 500 amazing Milwaukee students that are in college today, and we are supporting them through college with a substantial scholarship, but even more importantly, with amazing wraparound support that our advisors like Chris support students through their college journey and really into careers here in Milwaukee.
Yes, and this is a program that, again, this is not just for students that are entering college, but you all work with them throughout their college years, and that's where you come in, Chris, where the support system. Just talk about a little bit about what you do and how you help students throughout their college journey.
Absolutely, yeah. Once the students enter, we have our initial meeting with them just to introduce who we are, get to know them and all that good stuff. We read up on them so that we know who they are. They're high-achieving scholars anyway. When they start at their universities, we have our advising meetings and where we sit down, we talk to them. My first question is always, how are you doing? How are you feeling? How's your mental health? You know, because first and foremost, we want them to feel good, to be okay with the mental. Then we ask about the advising, you know, and then we ask about the academics, I'm sorry, to make sure that those grades are intact. We know that they have college advisors at their universities, but we want to make sure that those grades are good. They have to meet that 2.5 GPA threshold, as well as having 12 or more credit hours, throughout the semester. We also talk about the financial aid to make sure that the financial aid is good, no holds on that account. And then we make sure that they're ready to go for internships. So we offer those four pillars through All In Milwaukee just to make sure that, you know, they're getting everything that they need, that there's where the wraparound support happens.
We're being joined live in studio by Chris Alexander, the lead scholar advisor for All In Milwaukee, and Allison Wagner, the founding executive director of All In Milwaukee. And DT, I know you got a question, but you know I'm all in on this because this is an important time.
You got babies, so, I get it.
And I just got one more question. I know you want to get one in, but this question is for Allison. Allison, for students, like the one thing I have found out in looking for scholarship dollars, there's a lot of things that only apply for students that are wishing to attend schools in Wisconsin. What about some of those out-of-state schools, and how do you get more access to some of those scholarship dollars?
Yeah, you're not going to like my answer, because we do work specifically with local universities. We go as far west as Madison and UW-Whitewater, but our scholarship is $12,000, but it is match by the university partners. So our students, 86% of them have no student debt, none.
Wow.
Thanks to the scholarship we provide and the university packages we negotiate. So All In Milwaukee scholars are going to our partner universities, which are Alverno, Carroll, Marquette, MSOE, UW-Madison, UW-Milwaukee, UW-Whitewater, and Wisconsin Lutheran College, because those universities are providing additional financial aid, and they're coordinating their services with our team members like Chris.
Okay.
However, I would be happy to, you know, if there are students out there who are looking for other scholarship dollars, I'd be happy for them to contact us and for us to give them, you know, ideas of platforms and things that are out there. But we are very focused on building the future diverse workforce of Milwaukee and making sure our students are going to our local universities and then going out to work for our career partners who are investing in them.
Okay. She did apply for Marquette, by the way.
Oh, hey, we got a great relationship with Marquette. In fact, we have 185 students at Marquette.
Oh, nice.
And through All In Milwaukee, many of them are able to afford to live on campus, do amazing things like their winter break or summer break, study abroad, and other options. So highly recommend she look at All In Milwaukee and Marquette if that's an option for her.
All right.
Congrats.
Did y'all hear that, Truth Nation? Allison just told y'all that your kids will never be at home. They'll be always gone out the house. Won't he do it? Won't he do it, y'all? She said abroad for the summer and in on campus during the fall and winter. They will be out your house. Thank you to All In Milwaukee. And you are just tuning in. We are joined by Allison Wagner, founding executive director at All In Milwaukee, and Chris Alexander, the lead scholar advisor of All In Milwaukee. I am all for All In Milwaukee. More so because it gets your kids out your house at very, very little cost. Now, I'm looking at the website, Allison and Chris, and thank you so much again for being here, because as we all know, however you're feeling right now about the outcome of the election, if you are a parent, just as Telly had mentioned, with students that are preparing for college, at the end of the day, you want your children to be equipped for success post high school graduation. So what I really am impressed with, on your website, you have different statistics. And one of them says that, as a comparison, 14% of Milwaukee high school graduates will earn a 2 or 4 year degree within 6 years. Through All In Milwaukee, 87% of the upperclassmen are on track to graduate 6 years or less. I love that, because we are living in a generation where, quite frankly, our students, our future leaders, don't want to be in school for 10 or 15 years, don't want to have to accumulate tens and thousands of dollars of debt related to post-secondary education. What attributes to that? What is All In Milwaukee doing that's driving that type of incredible statistic?
Well, thank you so much for bringing that up and for allowing us to have that comparison point. So first and foremost, if you talk to the students, they're kind of like you, Telly. They'll tell you they applied for the money, but then 97% of them tell us that the wraparound support that they receive from Chris and team is the difference maker. Yeah. So it's the advising meetings, it's the cohort building, it's the community we're building on campus, it's the transition that we make once they're on track academically to focusing on their career development and their career placement. We work with these students to make sure they have a path for financial aid, for housing, for courses, for graduation. We make sure they have a plan in place for all of those different components that are really important to graduate. And then, as Chris said, we also address the mental health, the sense of belonging, the pieces that are really important, not only for the transition, but to find your place. We don't just want our students to survive college. We want them to thrive there. And our team makes sure that happens. And we do that in partnership with our universities. We really do. And we celebrate those results together. But the reality is we see 14% of high school graduates in Milwaukee earn a 2 or 4 year degree. That's DPI data. And we're getting 87% through. And again, 86% have no student debt. And so we're really excited to announce that the next class will be 175 scholars. Wow. We've been intentionally growing every year. Our first class was just 40 students in 2019 before the pandemic. Wow. But we've been able to grow every year. So next year we'll have 175 students in the class of 25. And our lofty goal, which I think we'll reach because we have the best team in town, is to be serving 1,000 students total, freshman through senior, by 2029.
Wow. And Chris, just to follow up on that, and great question, Denise, because this is a different day and age now. And just talk about the importance of the support from, you know, a mental health standpoint, just to make sure, like, you know, you're good.
Absolutely, Telly. Excuse me. So there's no, I guess, there's no right way to college. I don't know. I was not a first generation scholar, but when I went to college, I didn't know what I was doing. And I didn't reach out for help. We're here for that help. We're kind of like the GPS for these scholars. When they come in, you know, we do sit down and I think we are more invested than where other places I used to work at as a college advisor. We're more invested in the lives of our scholars. So that right there helps students to understand, okay, there's someone here for me. As I mentioned, growing up, I had no one in my corner. You know, I grew up with 5 sisters. My parents, they worked. They were busy. No one showed interest until my parents put me in a different school, and then that's when all the support happened. So that's where I step in. I'm like, hey, I want to help everyone, as many students, as many scholars as I can. Come on, scholars. I want y'all to come on out. I keep getting older. These scholars keep getting younger, and that's fine. I'm like an old man up in here helping them, and that's what I want to do. So that's where that support happens.
Yeah. No, go ahead, DJ.
I was going to say, don't feel bad, Chris. My babies are 312 months and 348 months. So
I love that.
I'm a bit removed from this, so that's why I'm going to pass the mic to Telly. Yes, my babies are 312 and 348 months.
No, but I also look at it like this, too. Chris, you just brought up a great point, because I remember being a 17-year-old kid at Illinois State University, and I didn't know what was going on, and I didn't have any support or, you know, I didn't know what to do. And so, I mean, the only thing I knew was I had independence. Yes. I had freedom. You couldn't tell me what to do. That's the only thing I knew. But, I mean, to have that support, that is something that is crucial. And I'm sure the students and scholars that have entered this program and remain in this program really appreciate that type of support. And, wow, I mean, this is all in Milwaukee. I mean, you guys providing a lot of great information and a lot of great resources. And, again, Allison, just one more time, just tell us about the opening and closing of these scholarships, and how can some of these students get some of this money?
Yes, thank you. It's so timely that you've had us here today. Thank you for this opportunity. Our scholarship just opened on Friday, November 15th, and it closes on February 12th at 3 p.m., and any student who has not been connected to All in Milwaukee by their high school counselor should reach out to us. They can find the information on our website, www.allinmilwaukee.org. So it's www.allinmilwaukee.org. And we, again, are looking for high school seniors that live in Milwaukee, are Pell eligible, and have a 3.0 or higher GPA. Our scholarship is based on residency, need, and merit. And those are the only eligibility requirements. And we look forward to having a lot of amazing students apply for those 175 scholar spots that I'm proud to say we've already fundraised for.
Nice, nice. And like you said, it started at 45 and now you're up to 175. Yeah. Like that. That is awesome. And I can see why it is, will and continue to grow. And Allison, Chris, thank you so much for coming in and joining us, giving us this information about the scholarship dollars. And I know I'm not the only one out there that had their ears really glued to the radio, because this is very important information and you're really helping these students as well as these parents help bridge that gap between the financial aid and the scholarship dollars and coming out of their own pocket. Again, Allison Wagner, founding executive, executive director of All in Milwaukee, and Chris Alexander, lead scholar advisor, All in Milwaukee. Again, Chris, Allison, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, and happy Thanksgiving.
And happy Thanksgiving to you all. And when we return, more Truth Be Told with DT and Telly after this.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Liberian girl. Good morning, Truth Nation. That was a great interview, Telly. I'm always excited to hear about ways that I can either make money or save money.
Man, yes, yes, yes. And it's definitely timely for me, but that's, you know, it's for everybody out there. You know, make sure that if your kid or your student, and no longer kids, but when, if your student has ambitions to go to college and they're showing the effort to go, like you should match that effort or even exceed that effort to make sure that they're in a position to achieve what they want to achieve their goals. And so when you can find information or get information to help that process, I'm all for it, man.
Absolutely. And speaking of support, Truth Nation, we want to remind you that next Tuesday, December 3rd, is Giving Tuesday. And The Truth is teaming up with Milwaukee College Prep to make a difference for Milwaukee's future. So for nearly three decades, Milwaukee College Prep has been redefining what's possible in urban education. Milwaukee College Prep provides a top tier K through 8 education free of charge to 2,000 children in underserved communities. With less government funding than traditional public schools, MCP needs your support to provide critical resources for scholar success. So join us in giving the gift of education on Tuesday, December 3rd for Giving Tuesday. Visit MilwaukeeCollegePrep.com/GivingTuesday to donate. We appreciate you tuning in. Now, I'm going to address this really quick, and then we'll talk more about it tomorrow because I made a quick announcement on Friday. So tomorrow will be my last day co-hosting Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. I really, really greatly appreciate everyone's support. This has been an incredible journey. And I've just made this decision to explore new opportunities that align with my passions and my goals. And quite frankly, my parents are getting older. My father has been navigating through some, not health issues, but I want to be able to just be more present. And again, this has been a great experience. I'm not going anywhere in terms of leaving Good Karma Brands or WTMJ or even The Truth. I just won't be on this show anymore.
She but just ain't got to wake journey. Up early, y'all.
I ain't say that. You did.
You were thinking it.
But no, in all seriousness, it has been such an honor. And like I said, we'll get more into this tomorrow. But just know this, Truth Nation, I am so grateful for each of you because you have made this experience completely unforgettable. And it's not goodbye. It's I'm going to see you around. And in the words of Coach Deion Sanders, I ain't hard to find. Mm-hmm. But again, more tomorrow. We're going to keep it focused. Oh, and by the way, because you know how we are, if you have any questions about why or when or how, what, I ain't hard to find. Don't be asking Telly.
C-O-M-L. I got a feeling I'm going to be putting that out there quite often because you. I'm glad you put that disclaimer out there. Don't call me asking what's up. You knew. New. I'm not about to sit up here at new. This is why this is a public announcement.
Public. And then you know I got to address them aunties. Now, Telly, what really happened? Why did DT really leave?
That's what that's going to come.
Now, you know, give me the tea.
Inside scoop.
I'm going to tell y'all right now, don't be bothering Telly. Yeah. Don't be bothering Ricky.
Because ain't no inside scoop. She just told you.
I just told you. Okay? Don't try to be messy.
Yeah,
I ain't hard to find. Because, you know, we live in a society now. Well, that can't. There's got to be more to that then. Oh, come on, man.
Yeah.
Look, come Monday. Now, Telly, what really happened? Didn't she just tell you on the show Wednesday what happened?
That's right. Yeah.
Love you, Truth Nation.
Yeah. So there it is. Thank you, not really alone. A city girl. Facts.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Thank y'all so much. Reggio, thank you. Al, thank you. Oh, Al is so sweet. I received that. Yes, 10,000 square foot house. Let's go. I receive all of the love. I appreciate it, y'all. But again, it's not goodbye. It's just see you around. Mm-hmm. Moving on. Tariffs. President-elect Donald Trump. Man, let me. I have never seen. Telly, do you remember like whenever you received a job offer? And you'd be like, let me just take some time to enjoy my time off before I get back in the trenches of work.
Mm-hmm.
Trump ain't playing.
No.
He hasn't even been inaugurated yet.
No. He going to have his whole cabinet filled before the new year, it seems like. Heck, before Christmas.
This man said that when he takes office on January 20th, which is basically 2 months from today, he said that he's going to charge Mexico, Canada, and China a 25% tariff on all products that come into the United States, including an additional 10% tariff to China. Now, Telly, I don't know about you, but if I literally walk around my house and pick up any solid object in my house and I turn it over and look at the bottom, it's probably going to say made in China.
Yes. Yes.
Produce. There's so much produce that we depend on Mexico to give us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, President-elect Donald Trump is saying that he's imposing these tariffs on Mexico, Canada, and China in an effort to stop the flow of drugs entering the country and the illegal border crossings. All I'm saying to us is this, whether you voted for Trump or not, if you charge, let's just break this down in DT terms, because y'all know I'm Evansville, Indiana Public School. So as a business owner, Telly, if you tell me that you're going to charge me more to provide a service or product to my customers, non-negotiable, 25%. Right. What do you think I'm going to do in order to get some of that money back? I'm going to increase the prices.
Exactly.
So I just want to say this to all the people that are excited about making America great again through the Trump administration. Do not call Telly. Do not call Tory. Do not call Sherwin. Do not call Kerry and Benjamin and complain, especially if you attribute it to this red Kool-Aid map. Because I'm telling you right now, all this hype about protecting our borders and keeping our country safe and, you know, protecting us from China, it does not take a rocket science to know that if you charge them more money, then you as a consumer are going to be directly impacted because they're going to now charge more money mm-hmm. to get those products to you. That's how it works. Oh, well, Denise, what about price gauging? Price gauging? Do the research on what price gauging is, because that's when what a lot of companies are doing now, 4 years later after the pandemic, they are saying that they are still suffering and they got to increase prices when it's really, to your point earlier, Telly, greed. But these tariffs, 25%?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And so you don't think that's going to impact production and impact the imports that are coming in, because they may reach a point where, you know, you're going to say, man, I'm not paying, you know, twice as much as I used to pay, and that's going to be the price. And so you're thinking that, oh, we're going to just throw tariffs on everybody. Like, man, that first off, he just found out what tariffs were when he got elected. And then once he found out, then he just wanted to weaponize it. And that's not how that was intended for it to be exercised. And so it's going to be different. But people were so just caught in the smoking mirrors of, oh, man, you know, he's going to fix our border. And look at the stock market. It's going up. It's all right. So you think there's going to be all this good and nothing? There's no type of other effects that's going to have? There's always a cause and an effect.
Always. Now, on our Truth Talk and text line, Telly, Wayne says, Telly, here's the problem. If you ask most individuals if they have ever paid a tariff, what do you think the answer would be? Most people never had to calculate or think about fully landed costs. Can I just say something really quick, Telly,
before we
hear from you? Wayne, that's the whole reason why we have a government. We were told to trust the government. That's the govern. That's what government means. We trust an entity to protect us. Mm-hmm. But thank you for reminding us, Wayne, that we can no longer trust our government.
Yeah.
Because if I shouldn't have to know the ins and outs of tariffs. I'm too busy trying to buy a loaf of bread for $80. That's why, like, I don't, this is why, number to Telly's point, we do need to start doing more research and understanding. But traditionally, I haven't had to worry about what the meaning of tariffs are because I trusted the government that promised me they would take care of me.
Right.
So no, most Americans don't know about that because it ain't in our lane.
Yeah.
We come back, we're going to hear from you, Telly. We got to take a break really quick. 833-212-1017. Yeah, I guess we're going to have to be the citizens and the government, Telly. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth be told, with DT and Telly, we'll be right back on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
All right, y'all, thank you so much for tuning in. Happy, happy Tuesday. We're almost there, y'all. We got one more day, and then we're going to be eating turkey and chicken, or Telly's going to be grilling his tofu. Season all deliciousness. Here's my truth of the matter. This goes back to Wayne's question regarding if you ask individuals about tariffs. That's the whole reason why I pay taxes, because I pay taxes to compensate elected officials who assure me that as being part of the government, they're going to protect citizens. So there's a lot of things about the government that I don't know, and I should be held accountable to know prior to the past 5 years. Now, to your point, Wayne, what I'm learning more and more every day is that I can't fully trust the government. I've got to know what tariffs mean. I've got to know what working from home versus remote looks like from the lens of the federal government. So, but in a totality sense, don't hold people accountable that pay other people to do what they're supposed to do and hold them accountable for not knowing.
Yeah.
That's my truth of the matter.
Yeah. My truth of the matter is going back to the proposed state workers to return to work 3 to 4 days a week by Speaker Robin Voss. Again, this is one of the many things that slowly but surely, well, it's not even been slowly, like quickly and surely, all the things that were talked about, and now that the election is over and the GOP is in charge and running things, they're going to start implementing all of these things that we have heard or rumored that they were going to talk about, even going back to the Project 2025 and the entire campaign. Donald Trump talked about how he didn't have any knowledge of this and he's not working with anyone. And if you look at his cabinet, there are several people that are already on his cabinet that are prominent authors of this Project 2025. So again, he's in there, and we shouldn't be shocked by anything that is about to happen because, after all, he's telling us, just like he's telling Canada and Mexico and China, that on day one, these tariffs will be in place.
Go get all your groceries now.
Yeah, stock up.
Even more expensive next year, contrary to popular belief. Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all. That makes another great episode of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We thank you so much for tuning in. Up next, you've got 9 more hours of live, consecutive Milwaukee Black Talk Radio. Kicking us off, Sherwin Hughes. Make it a great day. Tell somebody you love them. And go pick up them eggs right now. Okay?
Because they're going to
be about
chicken.
800. Go get you a coop because it's about to get real with these tariffs. All right, y'all. We love you so much. Lord willing, we will see and hear y'all tomorrow.
Peace out.